Wisconsin and its record corn yields. We're visiting today with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Joe, Wisconsin corn growers had a pretty good season?
I think in general yields are going to come in fairly high. The USDA is forecasting a record year at 165 bushels per acre. We saw that as well in our hybrid trials. We basically rewrote the record book. 15 new records in the top 50.
Joe, describe a couple of those specific records.
In our hybrid trials, we set a new location record of 305 bushels to the acre. We had a couple of hybrids over 300 bushels, and these would be replicated means, so they would be the average of three plots at a particular location.
Joe, what came together this season to create these records?
One of the things very characteristic of this year is that we did not deviate from the 30-year normal for temperature or precip really at any time during the season, in the north as well as in the south, because usually we're dealing with something that's either too hot or too cold or too wet or too dry, and our recommendations held up very well.
Joe, step back and look at corn yields here more broadly over time. What kind of story do you have there?
This kind of just continues a trend of yield progress throughout the country. If you look at USDA figures, on average, we're gaining about 1.9 bushels per acre per year. In Wisconsin, it's a little bit lower than that as a state at about 1.7 bushels.
Joe, is there anything that could limit this progress?
World record for corn production now is over 500 bushels to the acre. It was set in Georgia last year. The physiological record that we could expect was over 600 bushels to the acre. So we're knocking on the door. We're getting close to what was physiologically modeled years ago. Now we're over 500 bushels. So I don't see it slowing down. There will continue to be yield progress with corn into the future.
Joe, any advice for farmers going out to choose hybrids this fall for next year?
An extension, we have for years recommended using multi-location averages and consistent performance. That hasn't changed, but in the transgenic era, we have added three more principles. Every hybrid has to stand on its own in terms of its performance, and they got to pull their own weight. Pay attention to those costs, because that can very quickly evaporate any profit that we can predict. Again, buy the traits you need. Many fields in Wisconsin may or may not need some of the traits that are currently deployed commercially.
We've been visiting with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.